Are there any events going on in that area? Is the Happy Pig also a gambling ship?
It's just a cargo ship.
There might be people gambling on it.
You get invited to the game.
They have sailors.
It's not too
dumb. Yeah.
I guess, did they give us any kind of intel on number of crew or yet?
They just told you go get the crate. You don't care how.
Painting these guys. I forgot how crap Cinder is. It's got minus 3 grit. I can zero everything up.
I can see how people are around.
Yeah, I was hoping to find a forger. Paperwork. Hey, we're here to pick up the package. Because I do have somebody who can bluff. But without the right paperwork.
Yeah, no skill to matter now.
Nope.
It's too to move it. How far down would it have to be lowered?
On the boat.
Yeah, well, if we like snagged a dinghy to the far side, dropped it down in, but if it's really heavy, and then we start a fire here.
the boat is, I guess, roughly 3 quarters. Gotcha.
Because right now,
but I guess it, you see that, like, there's like, I guess, the hole, and then there's a floor, and then the floor, and then a roof, and then the roof.
Okay. Cargo would probably be down in the hold underneath. So I'm liking Floyd's idea of starting a fire for a distraction, but making it here. So we can offload it on the other side of the ship.
I'm done.
What do you think, Cinder?
I'm the one who came out with the idea. I think it's great.
Yeah, but I'm not letting you hide over here on the edge of town lighting that. I'm going to put you right there so you can enjoy the flames.
Right next to the boat?
Yeah.
What if the boat catches fire?
Then that's going to take them that much longer to figure out we stole the crate.
That's going to bring the whole town over to put the fire out.
Yes, but they'll be focused on the fire, not us unloading the crate on the other side.
Well, if we do it at night, they'll be fire blind. We'll be able to see Jack.
That's a beautiful thing.
We just got to make sure they're on the other side of the fire.
That would be preferred. But I'm thinking it'll also draw the crew from the ship.
Yeah.
Everybody will go to the fire, like moths to the flame.
You know how big this thing is or not?
The boat?
No, the package.
It takes two people.
Two people. Just two, just in general. Can we see from a distance, like, any, like, moving, rigging on the ship?
No, you see like two like guards down here with lanterns that they kind of are like watching, making like
I mean, like a crane or a pulley.
Oh,
or...
there's a up here. There's a crane here,
but not loaded onto but not on the ship. Boat.
But on the ship, no, there isn't. You don't see one. I guess there is one at the front of it over here. At the front of the ship, there is a crane.
Maybe a boat kept the packets to the front of the thing, and then.
Which one do you think would fit our bill?
We don't want it to think. We're not happy.
No. For us to think. Which boat? Yes, you're right. We don't want it to think.
Sorry, think. I think.
Cinder, I got to hang out with you when you're drunk, so I understand what you're saying when you're sober.
Oh, you don't want that. But I'll set everything on fire. Be a hot time in the whole town tonight.
So thanks. As we're walking around, and we've got a general idea of how big the crate is.
Probably that boat should do it.
That's good. I just need to go pick up some meth. I'm all out because I hate the rest of them. Makes your heart go wild.
You should start taking those little nitro pills.
And put some in your coffee.
Yeah, we got to get you nitro pills. A few of those in your coffee?
Yeah.
Make you spark.
That might be bad. All right, so do we want, like, we're just going to set the dock on fire and we don't care who else, like, just torches it? Because that's our way back on the land. If things go bad on the boat, we're going to have to take the whole boat. But I guess we could do that too. That could be, yeah. But can we still set the fire? Please.
For the dock, yes. After we get the crate unloaded, you can burn the boat too.
Well, okay. That wasn't the plan. I was just thinking about the dock, but once we're done with the boat, mm-hmm. Might as well.
Yeah, the boat would be tied down.
That's worth the undervaluable stuff on the boat.
So you're saying you want to steal the whole pig? Would that make you happy?
I mean, not as much as set a fire, but I like money. They didn't say we couldn't steal the FIP, right?
No, they just wanted the box.
Because if there's a fire on the dock, then nobody would question if the boat moved away from the fire. That would be kind of normal.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So maybe we don't need to move this. Maybe we just move the whole ship. Anybody here know how to sail?
Well, if you keep a couple of crew members, we could have them.
Okay,
but drive the ship.
Yeah.
We'll just nudge them in the right direction.
Frank would be like, I'm not cutting anybody else in.
If anything, they might want other stuff on the boat too. So we've gone from slipping in, stealing the crate, and getting out to now we're just going to steal the whole ship.
I guess it depends on how many people are on the ship. But if they all come off to help. Now you said you were going to pretend, because maybe you could pretend to be somebody that encouraged them to help the fire out.
Let them all run.
How many people do they take to drive a ship?
We'll find out.
Okay.
But the fire's got to be big. It's got to be glorious. So hot, they'll have no other reason than to move the ship.
A little moon sign, a little bit of charcoal, hay. There's probably all sorts of stuff on that. Like there's people dropping mm-hmm. stuff all the time.
Yeah, you just got to make sure it's big enough, hot enough that they'll set that ship loose.
Yeah. I'd have to go see what's on the dock. So I know what I can set on fire.
Sounds good. So that would be the next step is taking Cinder down. Maybe see if we can book passage.
You just Cinder when you're getting get ready to job. Go to the doctor, like takes his hat off and like just licks his hair back, but he like licks his hand, it's all black.
All right, so two of you are going down to
just a mosey on the dock.
Approach
the mosey on the dock. If anybody has questions, we're looking for work.
Thinking about maybe buying a little boat. We'll pretend we're looking at the small boat. Like if I buy one day, it become fishermen.
Maybe the other one throw
or,
like,
or maybe find out if they occasionally take passengers.
Which one are you, Steve?
Whichever one you want to grab.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to put the paper. You're going to need that Cthulhu or the mind flayer.
Yeah, so as you're walking, there's probably, there would be like maybe, I guess, what time of day is it?
Would be good during when there's like light still.
Oh, yeah. So, no, it would almost be like,
we want it to be normal.
Not quite lunch.
Okay.
Maybe midday.
Some other people on the docks.
Late morning, early afternoon. Yeah, definitely want people
on the docks. So. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, as you approach, so you guys just going to approach the two dudes down here?
No, what are you mainly looking like here on? Like,
oh, yeah.
Looking for stuff that if there's people have unloaded stuff or there's stuff that's like just sitting out there, barrels or empty, you know, fish containers or whatever. Something that I could light on fire. Particularly if it's something that stays there for a long time.
Well, just give me a luck roll.
Uh-oh.
So that, yeah.
Nineteen.
There you go. Nice. Yep. Maybe there's somebody is in the process of unloading some like oil barrel, like some oil. And so there's whatever you need to, the kind of fire you want to make is there. The materials are there.
When I see the brush look over, you're like, oh yeah. Excited, but it doesn't short much. Just need the point across to here. Drop a little bit of extra stuff off here and get on fire. Closer we can get to the boys and instead of not, the better. I could probably make a little trail.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a little moonshine. You can probably set all sides of this off at one time.
We don't want it to go out. If need be, we'll bring s'mores.
I always burp with my s'mores.
Hey, you do that for flavor.
It's the best. Tastes better by now. See, charcoal.
So yeah, we might get close enough. Actually, walk up towards the guards just to kind of get a feel for them.
As you like go to set foot on like the bottom of like the wood ramp there, they just say halt.
I keep my distance from you. I'm like kind of like staring out of the boat, but keeping an eye.
And just say looking for work. If you're in shipping, I know you're going to need strong backs.
One of them just goes, We ain't hired. It's good to have.
Who would I talk to? If you were hired.
He goes, we're not. You can go talk to dock workers. So find someone else.
Sorry, I thought I was talking to dock workers.
The guy that you're talking to gets kind of like mildly offended from that because they kind of have like a little bit of a uniform and they have like a repeating rifle slung over their back.
And I thought the job of dock workers was to protect the cargo. So I kind of take a look. So one's got a repeating rifle. I'm figuring they've also got pistols, or is it just the rifle that they're carrying?
Yeah, they just have repeating rifles.
Okay. So I come back off. I'm not wanting to pick a fight quite yet. Is there a place where we could watch and get an idea of when their shift change is?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stuff like on the back on shore or whatever.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much time we've got. It's like, so they'd also be whoever's in charge on the next, like, so when is Happy Pig sailing again? Was it there for a week, a day? It'd really be a shame to go and try and steal something, find out that it went downstream.
It's scheduled to leave the next morning.
Okay. So I take that information back when we meet. That's going to be a beautiful fire.
And when you're talking to me, I'm just pointing at boats like we're talking about boats. People need to work.
That one will go in what? Say 30 minutes? Maybe 45.
Yeah, probably. I think I picked up a little bit. Actually, it's moonshine. It's a little darker than like a trail.
But you gotta have something to see the light by.
Oh, yeah. I just want to warn you that I might catch myself on fire.
That's what all this water is for. Is I open my arms and
either side. I want you to know I'm not going panic. It'll be the first time, but it's a fun kill. So our skills, do they give us any bonuses?
I think it's like background.
Or was it mainly to give us like solid bonuses that ended our staffs and then gave us like equipment?
I forgot which.
Okay, so it can let you do a skill check so you can use or with advantage. You can have up to 6 skills.
Okay.
So yeah, so if it's related to, if you're doing something related to one of your skills, then you get to roll with advantage.
Cool.
And if you don't have skills, you should have questions that you could fill in. So I don't remember if we still does it or not.
Yeah, I did online.
We're making them a two.
Is driving standalone for like wagons and horses, or does it also include?
Yeah, that would be for wagons.
Okay.
So, Cindy would go find a store of some kind. A
reputable dealer?
Sort of.
Like, well, you're doing that. No, do you want to shoot guards at range or?
I got shotgun, so I'm all close range.
I have a shotgun.
Well, it's the noise factor.
Yeah, he has a repeating rifle. Although, what is the skill for shooting? It's like,
well, if it's a tough shot, yes, it's slick. But if it's not a tough shot, it just hits.
Oh,
we'll see at night who's out here.
Yeah, because Benjamin, a good old smoker, he kind of holds his knife and he's like, "What noise?" Because it.
He's gone.
No.
He just has to pick up a knife. He's got knife fighting, but it doesn't look like he's got him.
He lost it. He was stuck in the other guy and it stayed.
Oh, possibly.
So, what are you guys doing?
Do you want to try for tonight on the ships, even tomorrow, or do we want to
have to do it tonight? Okay. Whatever we need, get your matches.
And solution.
Yep. I'm going to start a fire and take out the guards and see how many people are down here.
So you get two things of moonshine and those nice traditional
jugs.
Yeah.
Maybe a little and kerosene. Some, don't mix them up.
Some matches.
Yep.
Some, just the jugs and then put those pull out. Like lighter fluid from a lanterns, some oil. Basically, open all the time.
So this is open all the time. Oh, scab herder. I said scat herder. He's good at seeing in the dark. Dude, he'd probably walk down with you with a fishing pole for some night fishing.
Wait, are we ready?
Well, when we're getting ready to go down.
Okay. So I wasn't sure if they needed to do anything yet.
I don't need anything. I've got shotguns.
So pretty much he would go down kind of like your backup for the fire.
Yeah.
But he would, as you're getting stuff, he'd hop down the stairs here, kind of walk over, try and get a good spot for night fishing. Although, who would do night fishing in the rain?
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's always raining.
It's only for this time of the year, it's always raining. It's almost always raining. You'd see that guy, the guards up there, like, eyeball you when you get to the bottom of the stairs there, but don't say anything.
Yes, I'm just out there drinking from one, but the other one's loaded, and I'm pouring bits of it out from the other side occasionally in different places, basically making little trails to the oil barrels. And just acting drunk. Occasional songs about burning my mom. Just random stuff. It was a fog, see the third day. He's not the most reputable of characters, but he's a good-natured person.
still don't know what that means, but
anyway. He's happy to burn it and he knows it.
Yeah.
He's good.
All right, so where is everybody else? So two guys, one's fishing, other one's saying, prepping to start a fire.
Do you have any rope ladders on the side of this thing?
Of the ship?
Yeah.
No. You don't see it.
We could probably have one ready, throw it over. Parafix. So I guess everybody else would be in the boat, just kind of.
That's the boat we're taking.
You can have a boat wherever you want.
Yeah.
If you want to,
that's fun.
I don't know if you want to actually take the one right next to the dock.
No.
You take a boat and we're going to the other side. Why does fire start?
Fire is the signal.
Okay. Works for me.
All right. So, Jinxstone goes away.
There's cadaver and Dunderhead. Yeah.
Is it Dunderhead? Awesome.
Cadaver, kid, is my other name.
So, Deadwood would go with you for cover. Let's start the fire. Pitman and Harum Scarum would be with you in the boat. So that would be
Thunderhead would actually stay with these guys.
Okay.
So I have one with them and other guys in the boat.
Okay.
If they have their kids on the boat.
Alright, so there's four people on the boat.
Yeah.
Alright, that's the right. Okay. Right, let's put this over here. So you guys now you have four dudes in the boat, three guys on shore. Okay.
So we're headed towards the Happy Pig. Come circumspectly.
Yeah, no one begs her ball on it.
Sure.
If need be, we'll climb up the paddle wheel on the back. But otherwise, anchor chaining her. Whatever.
All right, so they're off there. It's four rowing up to the wide circle.
It's really escalated quickly.
You're letting me escalate it. It's your fault.
Alrighty, so this, I mean, you guys are driving this, so whenever you want to execute it.
Get the rowboat around, get our boat around to the side of the big boat. Get ready.
How close do you want to get before you see the signal? Or do you just want to like...
Is there people patrolling around the edges?
I'd say you'd see one, you'd have seen one person on the top deck of the ship.
Just wait for this thing.
Just walking around.
So I just thought it's something I probably should have done, but
too late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say too late now if it's the boat people there.
That's bad. Oh, no, it was to go pay a bunch of dock workers to throw a big party. And carouse. Just drunken rowdiness for an extra distraction.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but I'm wanted scum, so why would I be thinking that far ahead?
So how far are you away from the oil?
I'd be standing over here with you fishing. Okay. Just shooting the breeze.
So who's in the boat?
There's four people in the boat.
Okay. And then how big is this oil barrel that out there?
Well, I guess describe what you're trying to do, because I mean you got a 19, like there's nothing.
Okay, I'm just starting a big old fire in the middle of this that's gonna basically block this off and maybe even catch these little docks on fire.
Okay.
I've been wandering around basically peeing lighter fluid, like
up to these, so it's gonna light and like splinter off and like catch anything. If it's wood up here, it's been.
After hearing your diet, that makes total sense. Yeah.
So he's gonna like trail off of that.
Yeah, I was gonna say on that 19, yeah, whatever, basically whatever you want is gonna happen. It can happen because that's the almost impossible.
I'm gonna set up some rolling burn barrels that rolls towards the rest.
Yeah. Now he just takes one of the jugs and he turns around, he stuffs a little bit of cloth in, lights the end of that, and turns around and just rolls the jug towards the.
The thing you got little small maltops.
Yeah,
this is cinder sized.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so you guys set everything on fire then?
Mm-hmm. Desi, he's like, poof, dropped my cigarette. And then we just hear, whoa.
All right, what side of the fire are you on?
I'm on the side of the fire. And when he sets it, he's just like,
running. Yeah, that immediately goes up. I guess you guys on the dock or immediately feel the gush of warm air.
I want to do a character roll to see if I actually get caught in fire.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a luck roll.
Yeah. Hero. Actually, can I use my hardiness weather skill to have advantage on the roll?
What, the weather?
Yeah, it's hardiness to weather, like extreme conditions. It's fine.
No. On fire.
Hey. Nat 20. Take that coin back.
I say, or you can take it, you get a coin or a skill.
Oh.
So you could add a new skill to your guy if you want.
He probably should.
Related to.
I'll figure that out.
Related to what you were just doing.
So it's just like, boom, and you're first, like, I dropped my cigarette, and you hear, boom, and he goes, boom, no. And he starts running away.
All right.
Really, fireman, you're just smoke eater now.
He just, the flame went around me.
Yeah, you hear the two guards hold their position and start shouting, and it's not long, like less than like 30 seconds because of the size of your explosion and fire that you hear shouting, and there's just tons of like several.
I'm gonna come down here, hop in this boat, get like down from the end.
Probably like several dozen people come like rushing down the docks and start filling
from the boat brigade. Or from the land.
No one from the boat. You don't see anyone come up from the boat. The guards hold their position, but they start, you know, they're shouting. You probably hear a little bit of, you wouldn't hear any shouting from the, you'd probably hear some shout like, what the heck's going on? And the guard would like shout back. Explosion on the dock.
Yeah. I get out here and I'm like down in the boat and I'm dark clothes. It's down in my boat and I have my rifle on. I'm watching the guards. I'm ignoring the fire.
Okay. Yeah, then a bucket line begins forming as people are trying to like throw water, starting to.
Shall we quickly take out the guards?
Mm-hmm. I see the bucket line. I'm going to actually get back out here. I come back in here and I get in the middle of the bucket line, but every time I get a bucket, I'm like dumping about half of it out. I'm like, oh, thanks.
All right.
So, which one do you want?
I can go over here.
Okay. Well, I'm figuring that this goes underneath.
That's true.
I was going to say, yeah, if you want to.
Is he higher than us?
Yeah, I'd say it's like a ramp up. So yeah, you either have to run up the ramp or go up this.
So we don't have a line of shot if we were down low.
You could shoot at the guards from where you're at. So I mean, it's not like It's shallow enough that you have to like easily walk up and down.
But that was the plan to take them. I actually wouldn't come back to the fire because I forgot we were trying to kill those guys.
Yeah.
I was thinking we're trying to distract them, but if we're gonna shoot it. Put them right out.
Smoker would walk up and say, "There's a fire, there's a fire," and he'd walk right up to the guard.
The guards would not let you get up there. So if you're gonna do that, you're gonna have to roll.
It would be just to get into position.
I'm gonna watch this one.
He's going to just shoot him in the gut with pistol.
The guards, like as soon as you made way to like walk at you, their guns would have been off their shoulders and told you to get.
Okay.
I just walk over and blast that one.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
As I was coming around, I'd have my gun drawn and I'd just blast him.
If you're shooting, I'll say this is most. This will be slick because they're gonna. I guess the outer of this is that they're also shooting at you guys because you're drawing guns.
18.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, rolled the 14, but Smoker, he's not so slick. So that's a -3. That's an 11.
Oh, I just want. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Shoot so, we'll resolve this stuff first. So you can, so Tora, you roll, Nick, you roll your damage for your guy because that dude shot at you, misses, you shoot and land. You get, I'll say he hits you. Actually, pull up with.
I have to keep track of who's in the boat.
Yeah. All right, so he shoots you for 4 damage.
6 damage.
6 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that guy's gone.
Gone.
All right, so Paul, if you want to take
it, since he missed that guy,
This will be a tough shot because of the rain, so you will need to roll.
Okay,
slick.
Okay, well, it won't matter because I have zeros in all this.
You need 12 or better. Oh, you're stat wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, would hardiness weather come into effect here?
Sure, I'll give you advantage on that.
What's 12? Or 2. So 12 words, right?
Yep. Yeah. So roll your damage.
Repeater rifle d6. 1. This is crazy. I don't have anything left. It's just 1 point.
Yeah. Yep. So now we'll roll initiative. So this all goes down, and then we'll swap over to the guys on the boat as they're rowing up. Do you guys want to roll the initiative, or you don't want me to?
I don't remember.
It's just a d6.
Rolling up, telling him
all. Wait, for all of us?
Yeah, it's sides. Side initiative.
6.
All right, you guys are you're up first. At the start of every round, we roll it. So that was 1 round went. So you guys are up now.
Shoot him again.
Oh, where you're at now, you can just auto hit.
Oh.
Because we'll do combat rounds now. Oh, so yeah. So cool. You just roll damage. Let's see if it's enough to kill him.
4.
Yep, that was enough to finish him off. Okay, that's resolved. All right, so you guys are running up to the top to get on the ship.
I'm lighting the dock.
Okay, so
on fire.
All right, so that's going to take time to do. Okay.
So if there's doors either side, I'm going in. If it's raining, there might be a fire. Little pot belly stove in there.
So yeah, this the crane's like I guess it would be somewhat like. I don't know how old those are. Powered cranes or whatever. I don't know.
And I was thinking like a guardhouse. They'd probably.
Oh no, there's no guardhouse or anything down here. It's a loading dock.
So, oh wow.
There's just a crane there. The guards were the only guards there. There's no. Guard dog or guard house or anything.
Well, I'm hoping to make a fire that would make Cinder proud.
Alright, roll the luck up. And then for the yeah, we'll deal with that and then
nope.
What'd you roll?
Six.
Okay.
And that was to accomplish
trying to start a fire. So
you still don't use that.
I was hoping the fire would be closer.
Yeah, you just can't get one going in this downpour. All right, so over to the.
I tried again and realized I got to catch up.
Yeah, who's the. Or I should have numbered these guys. Up here, this guy by the crane. Oh, what kind of crane?
I'm sorry. Dunder headed up here. Up here.
Yeah.
There's the podcast.
You see one guy like by the rail, like he heard the shooting and runs up and just sees the fire. And as you come running up the gangplank,
let loose again. I like a day. Yes.
Roll the damage.
Damage?
Yeah, this is odd. The gun's just auto hit.
Do we have ammo or is it only running gold?
It's only running. You guys have 3 ammo, and you lose 1 ammo when you roll one on your damage. Barrels.
For 12 damage.
Yeah, he's just cut in half.
Bad whoops.
Yeah, so then you just climb up.
Yeah. Okay. I'd just be pushing forward.
I can't get a fire shady on going behind you.
How's the fire looking?
Can you describe it?
Oh. Well, it was oil and now the dock's on fire, so that's probably not a great looking fire. And maybe they're making a dent in the middle a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to go off to this little dock. And I like dip down in the water and then come back out. And then I go charging through the middle of the fire.
Thought you got wet first.
Yeah.
All right, roll that a lot.
Nine, 13.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, you're on the way. Okay, over to the boat. Where are you guys? Are you waiting? Where you had to wait for the other guys? I guess the bottom part of it is low enough that you can just climb on. That's like where you guys are at. Right. I was gonna say, so the guy you shot like looked over from like the top deck, and then you just blew him away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before you climbing on.
Yep. Yeah, just climbing on at the front over here.
Yeah. Okay. So wherever they can climb on.
But you can climb on like wherever. I was gonna say this the lower thinking, part of it.
If it's sits. Here and they're climbing on, then it would be.
You're on the bottom. You guys are all on the bottom tier, I guess. Oh yeah. I'm not sure if I can spot over to the other map. Actually, we'll say that the dock was high enough. So, yeah. Two of you will be up on the upper dock. He's going to be dead. Don't exist. Rest of you guys would be like
Okay. Doors haven't been open.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I was just looking at the black and seeing only the side.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, see you guys. Find the
phone. Yeah. Here.
All right, so where are you guys? We got three of you basically are on the very top, and then the dudes.
We're over there.
Or, yeah, up here on the bottom deck.
I guess from the bottom, you'd be checking rooms looking for the package.
Okay. Yeah. Go through that
the first door.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. You. You just running through, making noise, or being quiet.
This one would be quiet. See, it's stealthy.
Sound like. Yeah. You open it up, and it's just like a storeroom. Couple chests and some other.
Not here.
And stuff. There is a door at the here.
Yeah, I'd go the next door for my guy who's.
Yeah, we'd probably be splitting up to at least in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see. Long hallway, a couple more doors. I mean, there's a little bit. Like, there's, like, I guess a lamp in each. It's nighttime.
Yeah. Does it sound like anyone's like shuffling around in any of these? All the voice going on up top?
Yeah, let's see. Well, probably would have. I'll say at the end of the hall, a guy steps out into the hallway. And as soon as he sees you, he just like shouts at you, like, "Who are you? You're not part of this crew."
It's just my guy in the front named Shuma.
Yeah.
Whatever order, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to roll, it's just damage.
Am I still coming up the ramps?
Oh, yeah, yep. You'll be almost there.
That's cool.
You'll be caught up.
I just need to make sure I know.
Five, man. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm shot.
And the person dies. That person dies, the door like kicks open.
Oh, that's right there. We're doing standing.
Drop my shotgun, sledgehammer.
Right, that's a melee. It's rich.
Parents just yeesh.
Rit.
Yep.
Hey, if any. Can I use strong? You want my skills?
Sure.
It just gives me advantage.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, 15.
Roll your damage up. What was that, a sledgehammer?
Yeah.
That's probably that's a heavy melee weapon. I assume you're two-handed, yeah, so it's a
D8.
Double pyramid.
I am.
You're just cutting people in half,
look. That guy just crumples and dies. Beat his head in.
Yeah.
I'm just going to use one bandit, unless you guys are splitting up.
And then he'd probably go look, if he just came out of that door, he'd go look in that book. Okay. Are you going on?
Yeah, you look in there and it looks like it was the captain's room.
Is there any... a ship manifest or crew, like book crew log to see how many people are on the boat?
Yeah, you'd find that information in the, when you just spend time looking through that. Okay.
I wouldn't do that. Guy would do that.
Okay, well, he's looking through that. Well, then hop it.
Yeah.
Top of the deck. I'll say this, a guy up here at the top up here comes out and shoots at one of you. So actually I'll just roll this. Actually there's, I'll say at this point all three of you are up here, so I'll just roll a d6 and see who it shoots. Who shoots the top guy?
Mm-hmm.
Say that's one of Steve's characters.
He might be the smoker.
Alright, so give me luck. Actually, no, that's just an auto hit. That's right.
I was gonna say, does hiding apply?
No, you guys are climbing up and you like kick the. Oh god, well, he folded. That's 6 on a d6. So that's 9 damage.
And he exploded.
No surviving
that. Pretty much, considering Smoker had 2.
Okay, so.
Well, he does have a. No, the ace wouldn't do him.
Oh, well, good. You have a hat. You could lose you could lose your hat. Your hat can get shot off.
Oh, yeah. His hat gets blasted.
All right.
And you hear some interesting terminology. That was my fate. Had it since I was a child.
All right. You guys can react or whatever. It's...
He would charge him.
Okay. So you're running at him.
Yeah. And with a knife, just.
What are the rest of you guys doing? You standing there and watch the guy charge him? Or...
I would be moving up to get into the room there. Since he's charging him with a knife, I wouldn't have.
You can.
We'll see what he does with a knife as I'm moving up.
Okay. And then I guess the pyro's just watching.
Is there anybody else with that guy?
No, that's the only guy you see.
I probably don't have a clear shot, do I?
It'd just be a tough shot, so you get roll.
Yeah. When's the vehicle out? No. Roll the 1.
Call 1?
Yeah. So you lose his ammo?
Yep. Well, no, that's only when you're shooting. You just straight up roll your damage.
Okay.
Well, that's a nat 1. Let's see if you shoot your friend.
I rolled a 6.
I make it count. Off what are you shooting? A repeating rifle?
Yeah, it's a 1d6.
Okay, that's an exploding. So you add another dice to it.
No, I think I was just destined to die.
4.
Yep. So Cinder goes to shoot. And between the rain and the movement, headshots. Actually, so that you have 2 health, you did 10 damage, so you go to -8 health. Well, he so this is a death check. So when HP reaches 0 or below, roll d20 plus grit, subtract negative HP from the roll.
Oh, he's got negative grit, so let's see, 11 he would have lived, but with a -2 on his grit. Takes him down to a 9. He took, 10?
Took enough.
6 to 10. He had 2. I guess he made it by 1. If I did the math right.
Right, so you had 2 HP, took 10 damage, so you get -8 minus your 2 grit, right? So that's -10.
And I rolled an 11.
And we rolled an 11, so you're at 1 or less. Dead. End of the line.
He's dead. So Cinder pulls up his shoes and goes down and wipes his eye and goes, shoot!
That's got to be disturbing for the captain. He just got splattered with all that.
Yep, so I guess Nick, your guy.
Yeah, not her.
That's just what this game is. At least he didn't die trying to jump from the dock onto the boat.
Underhead would tell the guy to get the boat moving. Pointing his shotgun and overall shotgun him.
Alright, so
get the boat moving.
Give me a, I guess intimidation is grit. Or are you doing trying to, right, well, I guess that's intimidation.
Being dipped in red.
Or
intimidation.
Yeah.
Oh, four.
See. Oh, that's 2, 6. He just runs for it.
Which direction?
This is running for the dock.
I let him go. I don't care. You can do whatever.
It's like,
you can do whatever.
He feels he needs to vindicate himself for the crap shot.
Oh, this is not a tough shot. So it's, you just auto shoot, just roll your damage. Eggs, no one's in the way. He's just running for
one.
Yeah, so I'll see. He just keeps running for it. Oh, one. Yeah, so you would use up one of your ammos.
Okay.
All right. Swap back to the people on the bottom deck.
We would have made our way down to the next set of doors.
Mm-hmm. Which you got some directly to your right here.
And well, this was the captain's. There. They got open and we were looking for information.
That's where you got
over that. Yeah, so we would have been really down to the next two.
Find sleeping quarters and then like a medical room.
Hmm.
Okay.
No package in there. Let's keep moving.
Probably cut across.
Does this just end, or is there
a door? No, there's a door at the end.
Oh, there is? Oh,
yeah, because that's where the guy door. Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's a long, like a meeting table. There's stairs that go up.
Okay. And that's another door on the other side?
Yeah, there's a door at the end down here.
Lock that one open too.
Yeah.
Oh, you open and you find the steam engine.
And then.
And that's the cold room.
Okay. I kick it open just to make sure somebody's not hiding in there. Okay. So, we want to take these stairs?
Yep.
Okay. Close the stairs.
All right. Who's going first?
I got good, Nick. Yes.
I was going to say, you've been running.
Yeah. Cadaver will take point.
And Harem would be behind.
Yeah.
With the bear killer.
That's true.
Chop wood, shoot bears.
As you come running up the stairs, give me a luck roll. What? And someone goes to shoot at you.
This guy's got 3 luck. Oh. Knock all day. Yeah. I do not have that. Yeah, you could lose your hat if you want. You shoot my 10 down the
night.
I'm just shooting in my turn.
Yep, and you do hear shouting behind you on the other side of this wall. Actually, I guess not this shouting, but people rushing.
Mm. Nice little damage.
Yeah. Yeah, not a tough shot.
2 damage. And then I would just keep moving up so the people behind me can.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get everyone in this room and then we'll roll initiative. As this door behind you like gets kicked open.
Your door got kicked open, it's gonna trigger a reaction.
Yeah, so this door kicks open and you see a guy that has a veil over his face and he has a stick of dynamite in his hand and he's getting ready to throw, but we'll roll initiative and see what happens.
I rolled it like that.
And Steve's turn to roll it.
That's only fair because
I believe you got just a D6?
Yep.
4 to 6, we get to go first.
You don't get to go first.
We're all dead with
that. The dynamite goes on.
Who throws dynamite on a boat?
Right.
And if our map's correct, there's coal and like the steam engine. Right there. Yeah.
So this guy runs in. Yelling. You will not take our. Take our Eldarite. And then. Run.
I'm running. I have a feeling.
Does he have the dynamite?
Punch him.
Yeah, he has the dynamite in his hand.
Yeah, this is
special. Can I take it from him?
No, because the initiative. I'll let you guys do a luck rolls, though. But I rolled 4 on this D4.
See how many people splat.
So that's probably everyone because that's 11.
Well, I'm trying to dive.
Well, you need luck rolls.
No, on the luck roll.
9. So no.
Well, no luck for a scab herder.
That guy's been.
That harem scarum was a successful.
I got a
14.
I got to hide behind my hat.
I say that's viable. That's
my guy doesn't have a hat.
That's viable. Your hat explodes.
Never kid has just missed.
Yep, everyone. Okay, let's say that guy exploded. That guy exploded.
More chomp through.
I don't know. If you can get away with a hat, Scab would lose his hat diving over the table.
Works for me. So did only one person actually die in there?
Maverick kid would have.
Because he lost his hat.
Yeah, lost my hat.
You got your hero point?
I do.
You could re-roll. If you want to see if he survives.
He does now, 19.
Alright, you gotta dive behind the table. Get dive behind the table. I should well say this guy is.
Did that guy die?
The guy with the dynamite did. He exploded. But the guy, good. I was going to say, the other guy dove behind the table. Like, he flipped the table up.
He's next to us?
Yes.
Damn, my sledgehammer.
I'd like to say, how would he feel about changing your occupation?
That, I was going to say, when he sees that guy running, he flips the table. You guys all die behind it.
He's already been shot once.
Two.
I hit him for 2 damage.
Was it 2? Yeah,
it was 2. It wasn't right.
Yeah, it was 2. Okay.
It was like 2-1.
It was 2. Yeah. I did record it. No, he just screams, who the hell brings dynamite on a ship?
Lousy swimmers.
Actually say out loud, like, well, I've been known to do that before, but it is pretty crazy.
Well, Floyd's upstairs.
And then he goes, I'm getting the heck out of here. And he just goes running for this, runs
not for this. Let him go on, okay.
I guess there's like a hole in the floor, too. So
he jumps the pit, little Mario action.
Yeah.
Right. And he runs down the floor and this. Runs away. All right, you guys are up.
I think we can all load on the guy.
Yeah, we can all shoot at that guy.
Oh, wait, this other dude, you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not on. He's in the doorway.
Hit him for five.
Four. Double barrel.
Yeah, he's dead.
We're not even sure who killed him.
Yeah. All right, roll. Reload
my double barrel and go.
Give me initiative roll again.
You better do it. Mine sucked.
Three.
Mine sucks.
There's no more guys?
Oh. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, you see one guy. I guess that's two of them.
And not many more done.
So yes, they're gonna. You gotta let's see. Yeah, you mean luck roll.
Yes. 15.
Oh, nat 20.
Oh, dang.
16 actually.
4 and 7.
I should get skills.
I said you can get a skill or a hero point. I would say with that.
Do you have anything that shows the skills?
No, these are free form. This is basically so it's related to what's going on around you. So you rolled a nat 20. So you.
Well, against what in particular then?
I just say like explosives or dynamite being thrown at you. And I'll say with the nat 20, and then you had a hide. What'd you roll?
16.
Yeah, very difficult. I'll say between the two of you guys, you can shoot the dynamite out of the if you want to.
Are they throwing dynamite?
Yeah, the one guy is reached around and is gonna throw dynamite.
I would.
I'm not a great shot, but this is not related to the skill. This is just
right. I was gonna say your skill would be related to something with like explosives or
avoiding. The other character points upstairs.
Oh, sorry.
Or if I could catch it and then just put it out.
Wait, am I Floyd down here or am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Cinder's up here.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was thinking backwards.
Yeah.
When you had said everybody came down, I thought you meant that I'd come down too.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well then,
you guys, I would say, the other two guys that are upstairs, I would say you would probably have either heard or felt like I'd say the deck up here probably would have splintered.
Yeah.
And there's a small hole here, so you could see directly back here. So you would have seen like the top of the deck. So if you guys, the other two want to run over there, you can.
Could I get, with him throwing dynamite at me, could I use some kind of skill where like I can like catch and throw it back?
Yeah.
Somebody throw something at me. So I take the dynamite.
Yeah, that's totally whatever. You guys got it.
I'm going to call it catch and release. People throw crap at me, I throw it back. Your turn.
Alrighty. Yep, between the both of you. Yeah, say the other guy jumps the table, catches it, and you just throw it back down in the hall. This D4 is cursed. Just rolled the 4 on it again. And another 4.
Those boats are insane.
No, this is really explosive. I mean.
And both
supposed to die.
Yeah, so that's 8, 11, plus the 4, plus 4 dynamite. I was going to say, yeah, those guys, so like this whole, I'm just going to say, where's my drawing?
We almost got the crate, but we saw
them. Well, I think I was going to say, like, this, it is just explodes here.
No.
So even up above too. All right, those guys are dead.
Okay. So, by the way, since Cinder was already plagued by pox scars, I'm gonna say that the fire basically like burned all his hair off permanently. He has absolutely no hair, but it makes him a better swimmer.
He's a hairless one.
So when he came on board, you saw him and just be like, no eyebrows, nothing. Whatever hair he had got burned off.
All right, yeah, so the room is, so this part of the boat is like damaged now. We'll be out of combat. So what do you guys do?
So this is a door?
Yeah, there's doors on the, you, well, you can't get to.
These are windows.
Yeah, your guys from up top could come down the sides over here, but you guys, the only way out of where you're at is this door. Or go back downstairs.
Can we safely jump the hole that's been created, or?
Yeah, it's not that stuff. Big. It's not that big.
Okay.
It's not huge. Like, it wasn't big that way. So you can get
Scab and Heron would both have their shotguns ready, and they jump the gap. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Yep. So you guys get in here, and this is the cargo hole. I'll say it, as you're running in here, you see two more like crew people are running out the door at the top of the boat here.
Okay. Do we see the chest?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the crate.
Not immediately. Obviously, this place has a fair amount of cargo in it. It's more than this, not what, just open like what it is.
Cadaver would start going through looking for the box.
Yeah. See if there was a thing where we could look for our hats.
Yeah, I think there's after a combat, okay. I think there's something, so if we can.
Oh, they both would have been looking for their
hats. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm saying if we're about to go, if we went to another deck, if it was like, if it's a fast thing, we just go, oh, pick up your hat.
Yeah.
Because we need them.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're throwing dynamite.
Does every character have a coin?
No, this is just for just players. Yeah. After a scuffle, you also heal D4 plus one for each smoke drink nap that you had after a scuffle. Or is the hat jumps there? I'm pretty positive that's a thing. That after a scuffle, you find your hat. I don't see it in the rules or in that little reference sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is like a little table where you go to see what happened to your hat, if it was destroyed or you can put it back on.
So at the fight's conclusion, the player can roll luck to retrieve their hat and see if it survived the shot or blow.
Okay.
It's actually just somebody who's reviewing the system, and they said that's it's just a level one.
Yeah, okay, that's what.
So luck's pretty good from an armor perspective.
Yeah.
12 or 15.
For what, the number?
Yeah.
This is 12 standard.
Okay.
Found any hat.
Let's say you would find your hat for each character.
And I guess your hat is his.
No, my guy did not find this.
They got blown up. That's a little felt chunks, but.
Tombstone's hatless. Go back to the hat store.
That's the crew where those.
They're running, so if you either let them or you stop.
I just let them on the chair. Start looking for the crate.
Okay. The rest of you guys let crew go, or?
Harem and Skid might at least open up this room. Just kind of kick open the door to. Odds are they're going to run through the other side.
Yeah, if you guys let them, if you don't stop them, they're just gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't stop. And his cream.
Yeah, they'd run downstairs and be gone. Yeah, after a few minutes of searching through the crates, you do find the crate that you're supposed to find. And it just looks like a regular, like, I guess, crate. It's got metal, like, banding on it for extra reinforcement. But it does have, like, you do finally spot, like, a small, like, brand of what looks like a pickaxe with a veil over it.
We should probably take it out of there, carry it up to the top. It's like, please tell me we're underway.
Yeah, Dunderhead would have that whole time. He would have made way in here.
Cinder cut the ropes. There's from the dock.
He does cut them. He's not there. It's burn.
Hey, might have started that way.
Yeah.
Dipped in oil. Keep them waterproof.
He knows the boat's good.
Wanted to get it away to a safe spot and
offload. Well, if we didn't take those, okay. Scuttle the boat.
Yeah.
I said the crew went away and like ran downstairs and like left the boat. Take
the lifeboat. So we can always scuttle this thing, get it away.
No, we've got our boat kind of tied up.
And I say the fire would probably still be going. Because I'd say this probably would only take you like. It's maybe like entirely 10 minutes is like a fast idea of just rushing through them. So you see controls, but unless any of you guys have skills for driving a boat, especially a steamship.
Close enough. Frank's got just driving. I mean, there's a minor amount of sense. He does have two bits. So he'll be up there helping figure out what to do.
So yeah, you could give me, someone can give me a wits roll. See if you have a chance of understand what you need to do to get it going.
So close. Unless driving would give me a bonus.
No, because that's related to like driving horses and
horse wrestling. It's one of his skills.
I guess we're taking the small boat.
Floyd, light it up. Well, once we get the
cadaver said there's a big old coal pile and steam engine down the bottom.
He didn't even say anything, he just leaves.
And wait until we're off the boat.
He doesn't say anything, he just keeps going.
And your dad would be like, well, I guess we need to hurry.
Yeah. Get that chest down and on one of the available boots. Either the one that we brought it, everything in on. If you don't fit it, or we take two boats.
I was going to say, you're going to need two boats.
We'll take one lifeboat.
The boat you guys rode in was pretty full with four people on it.
Yeah.
So putting a crate on it would be like the crate and the rower.
Big tight rope.
All right, so you put the crate in one guy, like, to row it in one boat.
I'm strong. I don't mind it, but great.
You got five people total?
Yeah.
Yep. One minute, thank you.
So maybe two with a crate?
There's only room for one rower and a crate in the boat.
Can you set them on top? As long as the boat doesn't sink.
No, that's the get one.
Gavin has a crate. Strong and his skills.
Okay.
He could do, he doesn't have any grip though, but would at least be an advantage.
Yeah.
Put in the rope.
Well, the two guys that ran off, how many boats do we have? The two guys, did they like run down to the bottom level and off and onto the dock?
You have no clue where they went.
They might have ran and jumped off.
True, but based on how many boats do we have,
there's no boats missing. You guys have
okay, so we've got three boats. The one we took out, and then the two light
boats.
Load
them up.
Just trying to figure out who's got to swim over to the side and help them put out the fire on the dock.
So, you guys have... I putting
out what fire? What fire are we putting out?
No, just to blend in.
Oh.
Kind of an after the fact.
Well, we have to go 10 miles. To a drop-off point. I think we're rowing out.
Are you guys going to row or get to land and then move by land?
With a wagon.
That's up to you guys how you want to.
Yeah, but I'll row back into the port.
I would be off to the side. Out of the way. I don't know. We got a couple of wagons. But the streets change every night, so.
Well, the streets don't change. It's just easy to get lost in the alleyways.
How much rowing would be involved to clear the town?
Or at least get to an edge of town, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a boat. Go around and just be at the dock. Hey, right?
Yeah.
After all the shooting and explosions. And definitely this boat's gonna go.
Oh, it's lit. The fire spread. They just don't know how.
Well, Sender went down to the coal with a steam engine. So.
He gets back. That could be a good explosion. You'll remember that.
It's gonna be a big one.
That could be hard to top.
Sender's gonna figure it out.
Would have grabbed a blanket or cloth or something to cover the crate with on our way out.
Sure. Yeah.
And then we just got to row away for a bit, I think.
Hiram's got the skill to camouflage goods, so he thought they did. Blend it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys could, like, rowing back, like, away and then back at the... Back on the shore somewhere away from all the stuff. That's not a big deal.
That's what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna sink the ship and somebody's gonna go swimming to see if they can find it.
Did you guys just leave?
No. Because if you did, got three boats, one person would wait for a boy to get.
You guys only need two boats to unless they you guys want to send your one three boat.
Yes, you say.
There's only five of you left.
My guys know Sender. Definitely after Dunderhead's song shoots one in the back. And just be like, he can stay.
But two guys I've got left, they wouldn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Up top.
It's been things are moving too fast. Just yell down the hallway, hey, there's a lifeboat up here for you as we roll away.
Anybody see smoke?
He's just down in there, like, shoveling the
furnace full.
I was gonna say, would you even, would someone even have gone and told them? Like, you wouldn't be able to like shout from the end of the boat. I don't
it's, think that's all Brandon would have done. Yeah. And just shout.
And then not care if you heard
it. Just yeah. Fills the boiler like super full and like plugs everything up. It's like drag some blankets out and like threw coal on those and then just runs out.
Looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Put a little coal down the middle of the hallway, little trail, and goes running out.
Would that be because of a hole in the blankets or what?
Yeah. He stopped up the boiler. So or the steamer. So
yeah.
It's a certain amount of time. Let's go.
So we got three people in one boat, one guy with the crate, and then Cinder by himself, and the other in the third boat. That you guys have
fun. If my guy's not knowing that he just shot somebody in the back of the head up top, they'd probably wait just to make sure that the crew got away. That they got
away. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys five people are left.
Yeah, diver kid is with the boat with the crate.
All right, you guys row. Get back on the shore on the far side of the docks, away from the fire. Do you stay in the docks or you just go like row up the shore more?
Up the shore more.
That hurt me so much.
Then do you want to go like north or south?
Where did we have to go?
East.
East. South would get you close.
I'm going to go south.
No. South.
Because you're.
Is Eldorite explosive?
Hmm?
Is Eldorite explosive?
Having fun with
that. Possible.
Flashbacks.
it can be explosive.
Find the airship over the land. Yeah, the boat on there. Like,
but we may not know that.
Let's say you guys, you don't even know what's in the crate. Yeah. You have no clue. Well,
just the guys yelling, "You're not taking our Eldorite." Well, what the hell's Eldorite?
But yeah, so your draw, like your rendezvous point, is in like this crusty bay down here, away from.
Yeah, go south.
It's just 10 miles from.
That's yeah. So you guys can.
Cadaver's built for it.
Yeah, if you want to row for it.
So he would do for a bit, unless we want to get off and
load it onto a wagon.
We have to go find the wagon.
You guys have your horses would be like in town, I guess.
Yeah. Or... So we could go in the woods and then some people can go get the horses.
Yeah, you guys, like, whatever you want to do.
That sounds a better plan. We're only 10 miles.
Tombstone has a wife.
I'm two of our guys.
Yeah, so we get the wagon. Yeah.
Well, we did, and we'll
die. Scab Herder has a wagon and horse.
Like I said, you guys would have all the horses because you would, unless they were like old nags that you didn't want to keep anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess you guys are rowing to shore. Probably like 10 minutes later, there's a huge explosion. You see like the back of the ship explode.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's my best ever.
Happy pigs crackling.
Yeah. Thing that guy got in my way, though, people need to be a lot more careful.
Huh?
Well, that guy, I was putting a thought in that guy, and he, like, just leaned over and got in the way and got his head blown off. Super stupid.
Dunderhead would probably still on the inside. We're all in the same boat.
Why'd you what?
Dunderhead would probably fill him in.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he shot in the back of the head. That's all he would say.
Wait a minute. Smoke got blown away?
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention. Just like, you gotta be on a job like this. You gotta like really watch what you're doing. That guy, probably a good thing that he's gone, because
he did bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, it would have been a problem.
Very smart.
Would have been a problem in the future. Get in the way of shots and stuff. Idiot.
I will say, too, like, It's like, so you guys are frontier scum. PvP is fine. Like, yeah. If you guys just want to like just shoot somebody,
I'm following my character's which says hypocritical tendencies.
So yeah, all like.
Just like whatever.
Like it's just a gnarly gang.
Were you guys friends?
No.
That's I was gonna say any character stuff at all on you guys.
It would just be we've done two jobs and it's like, wait a minute, where's Smoke? Oh, he got blown away. Wait, what?
Yeah, it happens. That's what he'd done to him.
And then getting the details and kind of like, all right, we'll just make note of that.
Well, I could also see someone being like, well, better than getting run over by a train.
True.
Rip whoever that guy was. So who's died? Smoke?
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
That's it right now.
Oh, really?
I thought someone else died. Oh, so well, no, I had the hat.
That's so right. Yeah. I had the hat and the advantage roll.
Yeah, okay.
The hat saved Harem, Scab, and Cadaver.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys get to shore.
Could Cinder have just picked up a hat off of one of the dead guys?
Sure.
Because Cinder actually had a pretty crappy hat. He probably doesn't care.
Got to cover your bald spot.
I'll say, like, while you were, like, running through the ship, like, you could have found someone else's. You could have found someone else's hat.
Anyway, could we, like,
I'd be fine with that.
That's a fine hat.
We get to shore, and then we go back and get the horse and wagon.
Send a couple people for the horses. That's a lot of horses for... And they kind of handle everybody else would stay.
Then you guys would have like 8 horses and 2 wagons.
4 horses, a wagon. It's like this is a Ben Hur race.
But yeah. Well, to the horses would be just tied to the buckboard. They're just kind of following the wagon. Griff
can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So move slow.
Now, Smoke had a. Had a mule.
Alrighty. Yeah, we'll go get our horses. Leave people to guard the drink. Mm-hmm. Maybe scuttle the boat.
Yeah, if you want to.
Toss them in the back of the wagon.
That's true. Or at least we could pull.
I'd say you'd be able to. I'd say you could probably put. You can probably take one or two boats if you want to load one wagon with those, and then the crate will take up enough space plus people. So, I guess.
Smoke's mule can help pull the heavier of the wagons.
Yeah.
So you guys get horses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that takes like an hour in rowing, fetching horses. All right, so who wants to lead?
You got horse skill?
Well, this is like just like leading the group. So then, unless you guys want to do a group roll and group chat.
Tombstone has driving.
I have survivalist on.
There you go.
Dunderhead. That's all I got.
All right, do you guys want to do this one guy, one roll, or you want to do like a group roll?
I'm down for group roll.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
it's 5 roll.
Yeah, one for each trait. Guy. If you have a trait that's related to like navigating through the
grips.
The woods at night. Oh, for this would probably be wits because this is knowledge perception. Yeah, this would be wits.
Seeing in the dark.
So if you have something that is related to, because you are, and you guys are in a rainforest, like this is a tropical rainforest, so it's going to be dense and dark.
That 20.
That's nice.
And 14.
9 and 10. So we're not
there. Two fails.
Yeah.
Right.
This is just for all of it, then.
Yeah, unless you have a skill that
19 on Frank. Six. And 7 on Cinder.
Fail. Okay.
We go through.
All right, and then the
nat 20, and that would be for a scab. For 22, and then 13 for harem.
Okay. Okay, is there a 6? Yeah, I was thinking it was 5. Things you guys would have needed. So you started with you each were playing two and one died, and then there was 7 of you. Okay, so that was an even split.
Success fails, which is funny.
We'll get there. Just make sure you keep the lake.
Yes.
I could keep the lake a long time.
We did have a nat 18, though.
That's true.
No ones.
No, yeah, there wasn't a total epic. Not one on the downs.
Yeah, I'll say it. I'll do the first couple hours are good, so let's go.
No,
man. Yep. I'll say the nat 20s count for 2.
It's in the wee hours of the morning. They're both pretty dozy. They both failed. Not one failed, but
3 and 8.
Ouch.
13 and 10.
Okay.
This is like 6 and 5.
Yeah, so. So, yeah, there's 2 hours. We're totally fine the next 2 hours. I'm going to say, the first 2 hours, you heard like rustling on the in the treetops that was like following you. And then the second
still on the ground.
Then the second hour.
Keep the glow behind us.
Then it's wearing off, so we're all getting tired.
You hear a bunch of hooting like monkey sounds.
Second.
And then there's 7 of you.
Mm-hmm. There's 6.
Well, 6 now.
Oh, 6 right. Of you. Okay. 7. Yeah, that's right. 6 of you.
You go.
Who's got number 3?
Almost every
time. I do.
Alright, give me a luck roll.
5.
Okay. You get hit in the head by a rock for 1 damage. And you hear a bunch of activity, and you guys see like 7 like monkeys that have like large canines.
Baboons.
Yeah, I'd say they're like built like baboons, but they're more lanky.
More for trees.
So I guess it would be almost like a cross between a chimpanzee and a bamboo. But you see 7 of them come falling down out of the trees, slinging rocks.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
No, okay, since it's dark, so these will all be, and they're moving around. These are all going to be trick tough shots. So you're all running slick.
All down your head and shoot. B15.
Are they all within shotgun range, or is this more of a?
I got like it'll be fine. Like I was gonna say,
they're shotgun range. That's all I got.
Yeah, I say they're pretty close. Like, they're coming. They're like coming to like engage you. And, like I would say, you would know. Like these are like not necessarily man. They're like meat eating. Meat-eater monkeys. They like hunt.
14 for 3 damage.
I did 3 damage to 1.
Okay, so... misses 17.
Okay, so how many hits?
I hit.
1.
1 hit.
Okay, then what is your... damages.
3.
Full barrels, 5.
Alright, so you shoot 2 monkeys. 2 monkeys get killed. I'm gonna say.
Frank's waiting, like, he's holding the shot till one gets close.
Yeah, okay, so he didn't shoot.
Yeah, he must have shoot when he gets close.
Okay, so let's.
Amber waits. He's just got a shot, yeah.
Amber waits for the sledgehammer.
All right, roll. Let's fill and roll the initiative.
Okay. Paul's turn. I rolled last one.
4.
All right, you guys are up.
All right, shoot again. And yeah, crazy Dunderhead would shoot again.
Team still on 11. He does double barrel on
17. And
he misses.
For 9 damage, double barrel.
That kills a monkey.
Okay, Cinder hits for 3.
And then if one's in melee range, can diver kid would swim.
14 on both for the shots. 1 does 5 and 1 does 6.
Oh, I was gonna give me a melee roll.
Black roll.
Yep.
Of course.
6.
If they don't either suicide or not.
That's not gonna take much damage if they got one of
them. They are suicidal apparently. They passed their morale roll. Alright, so you
they're hunting.
I'm just gonna roll D6s. Each of them are gonna impact a victim. So number 6 and number 3.
And the 3 is me.
Oh. You guys need to. Whoever's got number 6 on their character sheet. They're all numbered so far.
2 and 7.
Oh, maybe 6 died.
6 might be dead. Okay, I'll reroll 6. All right, number 5 doesn't exist.
No, I got 4 and 3.
7 and 2.
No, I shouldn't show a D8. I'll do that. Numbers all. All right, number 1 and number 3.
Right. Number 3 again.
1 is...
Well, 3 was already going, and then 1. Okay. So give me grit rolls. As these monkeys are coming in.
Now you flexible or strong?
It's flexible would be fitting.
15.
19.
All right, you avoid getting bit by the monkeys.
Grabbed it by the throat.
Oh. All right. Roll initiative again.
Steve's pick.
4.
All right, players, you guys are up. These guys, that'll still be a roll, but they're now like close to
shotguns.
Well, they're close enough for a gun, he'd shoot it. But
they've always been close enough for guns. Well, like, but I'll just aid it. Now, it's nighttime, unless you guys are.
Oh, good.
We're
still going. Still rolling for shoot?
Yeah.
18 with the sledgehammer.
8. 13 with 3, and the other one misses.
Six damage to one monkey.
Perfect.
And then the other guy will show weight. I think they have shooting.
Cinder misses and Frank hits for seven damage with both
barrels. Okay, no, those are all the monkeys are dead.
Cinder's gonna die.
Yep.
Shoot someone else. Definitely Thunderheads there.
They throw popping out the way.
Yep.
All right, back to group roll. All the monkeys are killed.
So now we're into exploration again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, so just this. Wits.
Nat one.
Oh, double fail.
Oh, actually, it would be minus if you can go negative.
No, it's, okay. It's just, yeah. If you rolled a nat one,
I did.
15 and 13, so two success.
Yeah. 18 and 8, one.
14 for the other one.
All right, that's 2 hours.
Hey, SS. That's 2 hours.
I guess the next 2 miles, that's really your miles.
What?
Not hours. You know, I guess it would almost take you that long.
Who passes?
14 and 10, so one success, one failure.
Natural one.
Oh.
And 11.
Also another fail.
Yeah.
Where'd Dunder go? I think he wandered in with the
rush. Dunder went in
total.
It was an advantage, and I rolled 2 natural ones.
Wow.
Hey.
Yep.
Thunder's done with this life of crime.
He fell needs asleep. A walkabout. His horse just fell asleep on his horse. His horse just wandered off.
Drawn to sweet grass.
Yep. And he found some shadow towns or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Did you hear like more rustling in the trees above you, but nothing showed itself. All right, the final 2 miles.
They're better, Dunder.
Wow.
15s.
Yeah, one fail and one nat 20.
That dice is cursed. Nat 1 and 8. That's like 3 nat 1.
We leave you with the wagon, and you just follow the rest
of it. Yeah. What'd you get, Steve?
2 success. 2 15s.
I don't know. It's still good.
Thanks.
Yep, you see a couple monkeys, like, I guess you hear a couple monkey noises, but nothing materializes.
I'm getting lucky.
Well, we left them food back there about 4 miles ago. That's
true, they're cannibals.
So you arrive at the meeting point.
Yeah.
And then waiting at the opening.
Yeah. Oh, there's people
there. Yeah. So, like,
there's friendly people there.
As you start to get closer to the edge of the rainforest, you see firelight. You see flickering of fire in a little clearing. You see Kraken just sitting by like a fire by herself. And she's like around 5'8", 30-ish years old, like a specific islander, like Samoa and Native Hawaiian looking. Emerald eyes and they have like wild unkept hair that has violet streaks in it. She greets you with an Austrian accent. I was wondering when you're going to show up.
From miles away, would she have been able to see the glow of what happened to the explosive?
Through rain? No, I guess she's got like a Just like a canvas, like tent thing, like set up.
Back to crate.
Good. Have any trouble?
Nope. Just a couple guys.
Nothing that couldn't be removed. No obstacles that could not be removed.
He's lost one of our guys. He's at the bottom of the river now. But he brought a knife to a gunfight and lost his head for it.
Stuck it where it shouldn't have been.
She like chuckled a little bit.
No hostages taken. The attempt was a failure.
She like whistles and like four dudes like come out of the bush and come get the crate off your wagon and load it onto like a fairly large like skiff. And then she points to like a weapon crate and then also a set. And it's like, there's your payment for to our future endeavors. And she like turns and walks to the boat. And then they row out into the darkness and are gone.
Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Take our money and open the crate.
You find 70 bucks.
Who's keeping track of money?
Nobody's kept track of it so far.
Yeah, so we might as well start now since
we're on the wits guy.
Yeah, and I guess I'll have it.
Because we looted the train that first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have some.
But honestly, you guys looted like $1,000 like bucks or something. Oh, all the rich people.
Yeah, that's why I have 1,024 silver on here.
Yes.
And 9 silver.
So we're like $70. Well, that's
we got a chip.
That sucks.
And the gun is the clam trap revolver.
It's the Lemat.
Which is like, yeah, the Lemat.
I don't know what it's really called in real life. That's just what it is.
No, it is a Lemat in real life.
The one that shoots shotgun shells.
Uh-huh. It's a revolver plus. Who wants it?
Somebody who's a good shot.
Thunderhead has quick shot, and that's the only thing that they can add to.
They actually give you 700.
Oh. There we go. 700.
So that needs to be on somebody that shoots better than my guys, probably. My guy's got like one slick and two bits when it comes to the shooting stuff, and then
two Cinder's wits. A waste of cause. Three slick, two wits.
Yeah, Dunderhead has threes on front of whatever.
Go with Dunder then.
Somebody who's actually going to hit often with it.
Yeah.
Let's put damage up.
The shotgun would be a D4.
Yeah. It's a D6 and then a D4 for the plus D4 damage with the shotgun.
Oh, unless you double fire.
Can you imagine the kick? So what happened to your wrist? Well,
so what do you guys want to do? I mean, we could end it here tonight, or you guys could make the trek back to town or wherever you'd want to go next.
We're like over here.
Yeah, you're like 10 miles from. No, well, you're like, yeah, you're.
We're like here?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll zoom out.
Probably shouldn't go back to the other town.
Yeah, I was going to say. The
boat crew got away. I didn't kill them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fire and sinking.
Some people saw some faces.
And sinking a freaking steamboat.
But if you guys, like, had, I mean, I assume you guys would have, yeah. Like, pulled, well, yeah, because you guys dumpstered the car.
Per, except for Cinder, his burnt off.
I probably had my face out there. Jump in the water, running through the fire. And
the guy who drools black.
So Cinder,
you and I probably actually be doing blackface. You just kind of wait.
I'm kind of stuck. It's like Pigpen.
So all of you guys, I guess actually from the train robbery, you do need to up the reward on your guys's.
I wasn't on the train though, was it?
All your characters were. Okay. All these guys were from that. Let me.
I think they were in the stack to get played if we got. We wiped.
No, they were all there. They all got, yeah, you played all eight. You guys were each playing four. Oh, so you guys, yeah, from robbing the train, you add 450 to your reward. And then Cinder, add another 100 to that for your to your personal reward.
I'm going to fill in another one. I'm dead now.
Yeah, that would definitely. All of you are wanted. Actually, I guess, no, some of you would still, you'd be dead or alive. They don't care.
I think the guys on the boat, they wouldn't know about, really.
No.
Other than if the crew talk.
I don't know.
They'd seen, might have seen Cinder would have got, his description would have got recorded. It's
pretty obvious.
Especially like him, like they would have, people would have noticed him running through the, like just runs through the fire.
I had my stone fight passed. Well,
also. Then Thunderhead was already wanted dead. So. The diver kid was in the boat, so I'm gonna leave him dead or alive.
So since these guys are, and I may look at, like, actually no, I like the, just basically if you get in a fight, you pretty much get a chance to die. And
mm-hmm. No, this is fun.
Yeah. But well, like,
as fun as we make it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where, if you guys want to say what happens with them now, or you'll just,
we'll find just out. Sign up.
Because we'll talk more next session when Wes is here.
What happens? Yeah.
Well, Wes is next, gone, like, adventure. But next weekend, we'll, if everyone's here, we'll decide what we want to do because he's out all 30 weeks. So yeah. if once he's here, we'll discuss if we want to do the main campaign story on the times he's out, or we'll do more coyote game.
Yeah, I plan to be here.
He needs the opportunity to meet the guy of time. Meet the bonds, to see what sort of jokes he comes up with.
That's true. That's weird.
So next week is main campaign, but when Wes is out every other week for next month, basically for 3 weeks. So that does the table decide if we want to continue main campaign for the times he's gone, or if we want to do coyote game. Because if I'm going to DM stuff, it's just going to be in Savicola, so it'll probably be Frontier Scum. But if someone else wants to GM on those off.
I am just trying to get rid of one job, so I can't do any
GMing
until that's done. In fact, I have to go do more work here. I'd like to help with the DMing at some point, but let's just not do it right now. If I'm open to whatever.
I like Frontier Stone.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't enjoy this.
It's a nice off story.
Mm-hmm.
Same world. I could see where things happening in one would affect the other.
Well, there's comics that can relate to the fact that you might die at any moment, you know.
Yeah.
It's like watching old spaghetti westerns, you know, and you're not the main hero. You're one of the side guys that breaks through the railing and gets shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there may be some crossover. And if we do three coyote games, there is still 100% be some crossover, and I've just been rolling.
There's gonna meet Braxton and all be 10.
Yeah, right.
Fan is gun.
Game over. Looking for Elder Wright, and you find out
or John, not Braxton.
Yes.
The skiff went down in a storm, and
you may find Braxton in that. Who knows?
I mean, they definitely met Braxton. They'd all be dead. And Braxton was like best in the planet. His shooting was so jacked up. His rating. He would.
Cool.
They meet Jock. They had
an interesting cross. Using the Dungeon playbooks, Old West setting. But that could also get complicated really quick, too.
It lends itself pretty well to adapting, though.
True.
Yeah, I mean, we could even play Dungeon World in this. You guys, all the characters would basically just be other, like, you would be weird wielders that people would freaking, like, be scared of you a lot of the time. I mean, that would function in this. And there are several playbooks that I have that are from a steampunk playbooks that would make way more sense in this setting than like medieval. Like the cannoneer and the musketeer, and there was
a jetpack guy.
Yeah, there's like a jetpack guy, and there's a couple other
ones. Rocketeer and the musketeer.
Yeah.
Or the rocket musketeer.
Maybe.
That's a special class. Carries a
you gotta unlock
a that. Powdered musket in a row.
Yeah, jetpack. I would say that's entirely up to you though.
For if you guys want
to smash a system.
Maybe
this is good.
Hard wipe and every win. I know if it's possible.
But yeah, you could everyone you can die just as fast as you can in Dungeon World. Possibly even faster if you're fighting like big stuff. Because they have a thing called scale. That you can scale stats up. And if there's a difference with like if your damage like if their life bar is scaled up and your damage isn't, your damage actually goes down like two steps on the damage track.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And then like if your damage is scaled up, and it's by the difference, so like if your damage is like three. Scaled three and their life bar was skill zero or it was just the one, which is the default. Your damage actually goes up like four steps. So like the max of like 3d6. Actually, I think it might be 4d6h. So you can roll 4d6 and keep the three highest, which would probably could be highly potentially just one shot anything with max health.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking the odds of taking on something big enough and bad enough you put the pistol in their head, you pull the trigger, and they spit it out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, everyone, it's interesting with the skills. And you guys haven't found any skilled stuff yet, but there is that you may find some of that stuff in the library, the deeper you can go, or if you piss the librarian off enough.
Maybe.
You probably will when you learn more about them. I definitely see Jock and probably Doc not liking them.
So I'm going to go somewhat responsible.